Hello and welcome. This file is called Edge or Rune. And that's pretty much your choice. Before you start to listen to this file, you have to write down a number between 1 and 100. And that's the number of edges you need before you have your next orgasm. And if you try to have an orgasm before you did your edges, the next orgasm will be ruined. Whatever you choose, after your next orgasm, ruined or not, this file will be over and all effects will be gone from your mind. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relax, begin to drift into trance. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed. Because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop. But you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper. Because you know, I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly. Faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper.
So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep. 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm, and then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly, and then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time for an evil little trigger. And before you started listening to this file, you should have written down a number between 1 and 100. And if you haven't, the default number will be 5. And this is the number of edges you have before you can have your next orgasm. And if you try to have your next orgasm before you had all your edges, you will find that this orgasm will be completely ruined. That's right. And either way, either if you have your orgasm after you had all the edges and enjoy it, or when you have your ruined orgasm, this will be the end of this file. After your next orgasm, All effects of this file are completely over. And now it's time to begin. And you do know what number you have written down on the piece of paper. You know how many edges you have to put in before you can have a satisfying orgasm. And you know that if you try to have an orgasm before you had all your edges, that it will be a horribly ruined orgasm that will be incredibly unsatisfying and will leave you aching and craving more. That's right. And the first thing we are going to do is help you with the edges. So when you are edging, you will find that there is some kind of barrier, almost as if there were a clear rubber wall. And this rubber wall will help you. It will keep you from going over the edge, making it that much easier to edge. That's right. This rubber wall will be there and you can lean into it, and it will hold you back from orgasm as you ride your edge. And it will help you to ride your edge longer and to get closer and to enjoy it even more. Now, due to the nature of this file, this rubber wall will not be indestructible. If you try to masturbate with the intention to have an orgasm, you will find that you are actually able to penetrate this rubber wall. The only function of this rubber wall is only to help you to edge, to make it easier to stay on the edge longer and to get closer to the edge. And this rubber wall will help you. And yet, you know that when you try to have an orgasm, this rubber wall will just let you pass, will just let you get past the point of no return. Because the point of no return will be the other trigger. And once you reach the point of no return, that's the point where you are going to ruin your orgasm. Now, this has two levels. The first level is physical. So if you're masturbating, you will find that your hand will just move away. Or maybe if you're using some kind of toy, it will just turn it off. At any rate, the moment you are triggered, your subconscious mind will find a way to physically ruin your orgasm. Because going over the edge without having done all the edges you have to do is your trigger, and it will instantly trigger the ruining of your orgasm. And right now, maybe you're wondering, but what if I use something that I don't directly control? So say I sit on a Sibian, I use a fucking machine, or maybe a milking machine. Now, first of all, you can be sure that even in those situations, your subconscious mind will find the most effective way to ruin your orgasm. Maybe it's enough to just move a little bit, to just move away a little bit. Or maybe your hand will find a switch without you even realizing what you're doing. And yet, even though you know that your subconscious mind will find the most evil and most creative way to ruin your orgasm and leave you desperate and aching, and yet, that's not all. Because there's also the mental level. Because at the moment when you reach the point of no return, you will also trigger a mental response. And I'm pretty sure you know exactly the sensation I'm talking about. It's a sensation of realizing you did something you shouldn't have done. The realization of getting caught. You know what I'm talking about. This moment where you get this cold feeling rushing over your entire body, where you realize you got caught. That moment, that sensation, because that's exactly what you are going to feel the second you are going over the edge. You are passing the point of no return. You will instantly feel this sensation, the sensation of being caught, this ice-cold sensation rushing over your body. And the sensation will be so intense, it will, even if it's just for a second or two, completely distract you and completely distract you from the joy of your orgasm. That's right. This will completely distract you from your orgasm. This will completely ruin your orgasm, and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, of course, you will be able to control the sensation after 2 or 3 seconds. No problem. And yet, you will lose these 2 or 3 seconds. Exactly the 2 or 3 seconds you need to enjoy your orgasm. And there's nothing you can do about it. This realization of having done something you shouldn't have done, and having got caught. Because you got caught, you will get caught by your own subconscious mind. as soon as you reach the point of no return, if you haven't done all your edges. That's right. There's nothing you can do about it. As soon as you reach the point of no return, you will feel this sensation sabotaging your orgasm, and at the same time your body will react. Your body will betray you and move in the evilest way possible to ruin your orgasm, and it will be very creative about it. And maybe you're thinking the thought that your subconscious mind moves your body is weird. But if you really think about it, say you're done listening to this file and you want to get up and drink something. What do? You decide you want to drink something. And then your subconscious mind has your body stand up, walk over, grab the bottle, pour a glass, and move the glass to your mouth. You get the idea. The thing is, you just decide and your subconscious mind controls your muscles, moves your body, coordinates emotions. And maybe right now you're saying that sometimes you're focusing on what you're doing, so maybe you would pour the glass consciously. And maybe that's true, but nevertheless, pouring a glass of water requires dozens of muscles to be coordinated, and you never consciously move individual muscles. It's all your subconscious mind. And so you see, whenever you are moving, it's really your subconscious mind moving your body, and your subconscious mind knows that you want your orgasm to be ruined. It knows that it's something you want to experience, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this file. And because it knows that you want it, and because it has the ability, it's simply going to do it, and there's nothing you can do about it. And of course you know that there's also the mental block, the sensation of having been caught, this cold shiver rushing over your body, that sensation, perfectly timed to ruin your orgasm. There's nothing you can do about it. That's right. And now that we made absolutely sure that you won't have an enjoyable orgasm unless you did all your edges, let's talk about the edges a little bit more, because you will find that you have the rubber wall that will help you, to stay on the edge longer, to get closer to the edge, to make the entire experience more intense. But that's not all, because right now we are going to reinforce this experience. You will find that with every edge you do, the pleasure you are feeling will grow exponentially, twice as strong with every edge. Every edge will feel better and better and better, more and more intense, more and more wonderful. And of course, the orgasm, once you have it, will become just as wonderful, will become just as intense, but only after you did all your edges, because you know otherwise the orgasm will be ruined and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's pretty much all we are going to do. The suggestions are all deeply embedded in your mind. You know that your own subconscious mind has its eye on you, and you know that it will only let you have an orgasm after you did all your edges. And if you try to have an orgasm before you had all your edges, it will be ruined mercilessly. That's right. And so it's now time to wake back up again. And in a moment I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up further and further with every number. And 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles built up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you'll open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now get ready to open your eyes. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.